Welcome back to the Giveaway of Life, Keeping the Way, part 6 and final segment to this Giveaway Way of Life, Keeping the Way. We had talked about food last time, you know, and yes, food is a very, very intricate part of our Ojibwe way of life, as well as all the other things. And now, when you're talking about food, the right kind of food, you know, you have a thing that's inside your brain called a synapsis. And a synapsis, you know, is basically your minerals and your vitamins, which are transferred from neuron to neuron inside your brain, and they have a pathway, and it's about remembering and once again keeping the way. But it's about your memory. And what happens is that when you don't get enough of these ingredients, remember we're talking about the boxed and the canned foods and how you don't get enough of those vitamins and stuff. As a matter of fact, there's all kinds of extra stuff that are in there that they really don't belong inside your body. And all of a sudden you got these superfoods that are coming along, and they give you all of the chemical reaction that you need inside your brain. And all of a sudden it starts to fire, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, your brain's on high alert. And then there's a phenomenon that happens. You become aware. Once you become aware, you cannot become unaware. And then all of a sudden you're thinking to yourself, you know, what am I doing? You know, what's going on with my life? You know, and here we are in this day and age, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you want to start to bring your ways back, and you want to know who you are and what your part in this big world is, you know, and this big universe. And once you become aware, you know, everything starts to work inside your brain, you know, and all of these thoughts come through, you know, shining bright and crystal clear. And that's what you want. That's what you want to achieve, you know, because then, of course, you're going to keep your ways, you know, and you'll start to learn a new way other than what's being taught to you know, off of social media and mainstream television and those types of things, you know. What are you actually learning? You know, it seems like every time I turn around and look, you know, there's something about violence on there, you know, and that type of programming. And you know, I'm surprised, you know, half the time I'm actually appalled by, you know, some of the stuff that's on there. There, don't get me wrong, they do have good programs on there that you know can learn. That's just me, you know, that's what I like to learn. I like going on there and learning those types of things. There are different programs, you know, that they really make you think. So anyway, keeping the way and keeping your way, keeping yourself healthy, and starting to learn down the road that by keeping your ways, you know, you're keeping your mind healthy, your body healthy, you know, you're keeping yourself safe and those around you safe, because if anything ever happened, you know, to these the radio station, you know, TV or this or that, where you actually needed those skills, this would be a good time to learn them when you have to, while you have the time. And they will keep you safe. They'll keep everybody safe that's in your household. And then they'll keep others safe. And knowing that you have that, those ancient skills and an ancient knowledge, you know, people will think more highly of you. You know, I just read not too long ago and recently that there are a lot of non-natives that are out there that are actually learning those types of skills. And they don't have to, but they are and they do. Even a simple thing, tracking an animal, you know, what type of animal made that print? What was that animal thinking? Well, where's it going? What direction did it go? You know, and Was it frightened, you know, and how far were the footprints from each other? Was it running, you know? Was it happy? Was it sad? You know, those types of things you can tell inside of a footprint, you know? And then you can even make them pop on out, a footprint, you know, by putting your head to the ground and looking at the where the footprint is, even though it's faded out, and put the sun behind it. That footprint is going to pop right on out for you. And there's also ways to learn how to look at a footprint, because you can take a stick and put a hole in the ground. You can, at intervals, 1 hour, or hour 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and you can watch the deterioration of that print by the time, and you can start to learn how to, yeah, read that. How long has it been since, you know, this being made this footprint? And, you know, you can learn from there. I've been told there's over 5,000 things you can read in one footprint. Man, now that's a skill. From looking to the left, looking to the right, if you twitch a little finger, if a bubble moves in your stomach, it all is imprinted on the earth through your feet. All of it is. If you're sick, you know, if there's something wrong with you, you can tell that. If you're happy, if you're sad, what kind of mood you're in, you know, we can pretty much tell what you're thinking if you look at 5,000 things in just one footprint. Anyway, ancient skills. Yeah, I tell you. Keeping the way, there's nothing like it. I'd like to thank you all for tuning on in and joining me for this small series of six of them, you know, keeping the way of the Ojibwe way of life. Stay tuned for more and come back. Miigwech.